In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Really have never seen in my life. And you know, I'm going to speak about it because I think this is a very good scripture for people who have big mouths, like me. You know, it's easy to talk, you know, very easy to talk. It's easy to speak. It's easy to speak. It's easy to speak Christianese, isn't it? It's easy. It's easy to talk about being born again. It's easy. It's easy to talk about the Holy Spirit. It's easy. It's easy to think that we've got something and you don't. It's easy. But I'm going to read something. This is a very interesting scripture. I never saw it in my life. And it's from 2 Corinthians 6:11. St. Paul says, "Our mouth is open to you, Corinthians, and our heart is wide." Our mouth is open to you, but our heart is wide. I'm going to tell you, if you've got an open mouth, you better have a wide heart. If your mouth is open and you're speaking, you better have a wide heart, because you know what? Your open mouth will do nothing if you do not have a wide heart. For it was the heart of Jesus that was pierced by a lance, and blood and water came out, that he gave everything. He gave everything. He gave everything. He gave everything. Yes, our mouth is open, but our heart is wide open also. You see, Paul was a shepherd, and he loved these people. He not only spoke the truth to them, but he welcomed them in his heart. His heart was open to the Corinthian community. His heart was open to their faults, to their fables, to their sins. He didn't like them. He was pained by them. But yet, he continued to love them and continued to care for them and continued to open his mouth and tell them the truth. Tell them that he told them the truth. But he not only told them the truth, he welcomed them in his heart. His heart was wide open to people. You know, you can tell the truth to people and not have your heart open. And I'm going to tell you, it doesn't mean a thing. Because unless your heart is open, your mouth doesn't mean anything. You can tell people you should not be living in an adulterous situation, and that's true. But you also have to have your heart open to these people to help them, to love them, to care for them. You listen, you just don't tell people, don't sin. You've got to have your heart open for them. Your heart open to them. So it's easy to speak, but it's a lot more difficult to have your heart open. Our mouth is open to you, Corinthians, and our heart is wide. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted in your own affections. In return, I speak to you as children, widen your hearts also. Oh, my Lord. I'm not going to tell you and me to widen our mouths, because our mouths are wide enough. I'm telling you and me to widen our hearts. And it is the heart that brings people into the heart. It is the heart that welcomes people. And I will tell you, you welcome people into your heart, and they will take a sword and they will crush it. But, you know, you must widen your heart. Not only your mouth, because your mouth means nothing if your heart is not open to people. That's just as simple as that. It's as simple as that. Jesus did not speak words. Jesus spoke words, and he had compassion upon the crowds, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. His heart was open to the broken. His heart was open to the poor. His heart was open to the Pharisees. Oh, yes, he gave them a big warning, even called them a brood of vipers, but his heart was open. He received Nicodemus. Oh, yes. He received Nicodemus. His heart was open to the woman at the well. He not only said, you have had five husbands, but he took this woman into his heart. He had compassion upon this woman. He loved this woman. He promised this woman the water that would never stop bubbling up. So, you know, it's very easy for you and I to have our mouths open. Oh, yeah, it doesn't take much. Especially if you're a talker like me. You know, we all like to talk. But my friends, St. Paul says to the Corinthian community, widen your hearts also. He doesn't say widen your mouths. Because all of our mouths are big enough, aren't they? But put your heart where your mouth is. And put your mouth where your heart is. It is always the concern of the church that when we get up and we get started and we get on a roll and things begin to happen, that our hearts start to close to those people that Jesus cares for most. That our heart starts to close to the poor, to the aborted, to the mothers who had abortions, to the abortion clinic workers, you know? It's easy to hate the abortion doctors. That doesn't do any good. Our hearts must be open and love them and pray for them that they would be convicted of their sin by the blood of Jesus. For it's so easy to open our mouths. But let me tell you this. Hospitality is the way, one way that we open our hearts. I tell you, when we open our houses, we open our hearts. When we open our houses, we open our hearts. When we feed people and love people. And it was very interesting on Sunday. It was an interesting Sunday morning. I was very tired because we've been doing revival. And thanks be to God, I'm able to take a nap in the afternoon. But Sunday morning, you know, there was somebody who came to me and I knew that they were in need and I knew the whole family was in need. And, you know, Sunday, I just didn't feel like having a lot of people. I just want to tell you that. I just didn't feel like having a lot of people. I was just exhausted. But somebody came to me and I just knew that they were in difficulty. The whole family. And I said, oh, come to lunch today. Come to lunch today. I made chicken cacciatore on Sunday. Oh, yeah, if you want to make chicken cacciatore, very simple. You go to Johnny Food Master now. They have chicken tenders for $1.79 a pound. That's true. And chicken tenders, you just put them under the broiler for a little while, and then you make chicken cacciatore with peppers and onions and zucchini. It's very easy. With your light tomato sauce like a soup with a lot of garlic. And oh, my Lord. Well, we had so much, you know, chicken cacciatore with 5 pounds of pasta. I wasn't going to have many people, but all around the table were mostly men this week. Now, we don't usually have mostly men around the table. We usually have mostly women. And, you know, my idea, I won't tell you what my idea was. My idea was, you know what, I don't want to have anyone here today. Not because I didn't want them, but because I really was tired. But then something presented itself. And I could hear the apostle say to me, even though I didn't know this scripture, our mouth is open to you, and our heart is wide open to you. Oh, I had just preached a wonderful homily. People said, oh, that was wonderful. I opened my mouth wide. I said the things I needed to say. I was led by the Spirit. I was. But then, when I'm going over to my house, I'm thinking,
today is my day, and someone presents themselves to me, and it's easy to open your mouth, but it's not easy to open your heart. But I did, by grace. Oh, by grace. It was by grace. It was by grace. Hallelujah. I had a wide open mouth that day, and a wide open heart, too. I didn't fail the test. I remember the time Tamaru Atraga came with a whole lot of Ethiopian seminarians. I was so exhausted that day, this way before he became a priest. I had never met this young man. And there they were with their priest, you know. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, these beautiful Ethiopians, but I have an extra hour to go to bed before the next Mass. I had, because I had all the Masses. And that time, Mass was at 8 in the morning and 11. So I had a time to go to bed for another hour because I was exhausted. I was exhausted. And then the Lord reminded me. He said to me, did I not tell you that I was going to send people from all around the world to you? And I thought, yes. He said, then you must celebrate this. And I knew exactly what he meant. You mean call them into the house to have a big breakfast? He never said a word. I knew that's what he meant. So I said, oh, come into the house. I want to cook for you people. I want to make eggs for you people. And we did. I had eggs and toast or whatever I gave them, you know. That was the day I knew Tamaru would come to live with me. I knew that. Well, it's easy to open our mouths. It is not easy to open our hearts. And when the apostle said that our mouth is wide open to you, he says our hearts are wide open to you too. And then he says the Corinthian communion is open wide your hearts. Hospitality is one of the ways that we open wide our hearts, that we share meals with people, that we share love with people, that we share conversation with people. Open wide your heart. Too easy to open the mouth, you know. It's too darn easy to open the mouth. Because, you see, I can say what I want and then be as selfish as Simon Legree and then be as mean as Simon Legree. I can say what I want. I can speak all the words of eloquence or all the words of simplicity. I can speak the words of the gospel and then go and live my own life. But St. Paul says, you know what? If you open your mouth, you better open your heart. Because you know what? Your mouth means nothing. It'll only be condemnation toward you because your heart's not open. And if your heart's not open, I'm going to tell you, your words mean absolutely nothing. Okay, let's count them. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Last night was ninth day of revival. Oh, we were brought into a little chapel on the grounds of the espousal retreat house. It reminded me of the chapel of the movie The Apostle. I tell you, we had a grand time last night. In the beginning of the service, in comes a woman who has a tumor on her spinal cord. They didn't want to come in. So you know what? I went out and the singing was going on, the worshiping was going on in the house. It was wonderful. And I started to pray, and Father Ryman started to pray, and Father Matthew started to pray. And, you know, we prayed with this woman. I anointed this woman, and oh, I prayed for the family, and then they all walked in, and I went and prayed over them again, and I'm going to tell you, we did more than say little prayers. I'm going to tell you the Spirit of God touched these people, and God had His eye upon us, that we don't only speak words, but we open wide our hearts to people that have troubles. We open wide our hearts to people that are infirm. We open wide our hearts to people that have reached a crisis, because it's easy to open open your mouth. It's easy to say the words. It's easy, it's easy, it's easy, it's easy. But oh, to open the heart costs you something. To open the heart costs you something. To open the heart costs you something. I often think listening is a skill that people do not do anymore. I don't understand it, because people need to be listened to, and I need to tell you this, that no one wants to listen to people anymore, and people need to be listened to. That is another way we open wide our hearts, that we listen with compassion and we end with prayer. That is another way we open wide our hearts, that if we open our mouths, we better be listening to people, for our hearts better be open to them. You see, it's very easy to be crass. It's very easy to say the right words. It's very easy to speak. It costs me nothing to speak. That's not true. These broadcasts are very expensive. But of my life, it costs me nothing. It costs me nothing to say these words. But then when I leave the microphone, I hear the words that I spoke this morning over ordinary bread. Take and eat. This is my body. Take and drink. This is my blood. That I partook of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now I am to say, take and eat from me. This is my body. Take and drink. This is my blood. Take, 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 take. My heart is open to you. My heart is open. My heart is open. Not only my mouth, but my heart. I do not do it perfectly. No one does it perfectly. But we need to know that if our mouths are open, our hearts better be open too. Hospitality is one way. Listening is another way. It is important to open our hearts to people, because all the words in the world do not mean anything. Jesus said, come to me, all of you who labor and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. What does he mean? I will take you into my heart. I will take you into my heart. Come to me. Now, Jesus spoke a lot of words, but his heart was open to everybody. His heart was open to everybody. Jesus was not the prophet that just spoke words. He embodied those words, the words that he spoke, and the heart that was opened, my Lord. They were congruent. He loved, he loved, he loved, he loved, he loved. If I want to tell you Jesus, who is Jesus? He is perfect love. Oh, perfect love incarnate. Perfect, 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 unconditional love. Never saw this scripture before in my life. I never saw it. Our mouth is open to you, Corinthian community, and our heart is wide open to you too. You're not restricted by us, but you're restricted by your own affections. In return, I speak as to you as children. Open wide your hearts also. Open wide your hearts also to us. Open wide your hearts. Don't only speak words. I think that so many of us have adopted the nuclear age, the computer age, the antiseptic age, that we take people and we just bring them and we lecture them, we tell them words, we lecture them, we give them a good 4 spiritual laws. Oh yeah, we do those things, that nice, we open wide our mouth, that's right. Oh yeah, but you know, we don't call them on the phone. We don't care for them. We don't open our hearts to them. We don't go looking for them. We don't tell them that we miss them. Open wide your hearts. I have not too much more to say. Because you know what? You're the only one that can open your heart by the grace of God. And it's the grace of God that opens your heart. You open your heart by doing something. You open your heart by opening your house. You open your heart by listening to people. You open your heart by driving people. Margaret was telling us the other day. She was telling us the other day, she was on her knees praying, and the Lord gave her a picture of a certain person who has cancer. And so she called that person. She's on her knees praying because God put her in her mind. And the person was very sad. So Margaret said, what's the message? I'm going for chemotherapy today. And so the woman, Margaret said, do you have anybody to go with you? She said, no, I'm going alone. Margaret said, I will drive you. She said, but you've got to go to work. She says, I will call work and I will make the adjustments. My Lord, that's opening wide your heart. I will make the adjustments. I will make the adjustments. That's opening wide your heart. She said, Father Tom, you've taught us these things. I don't know how I teach you these things. You know, I don't know how I teach these things. But I just want to say, I just want to say, isn't that wonderful? Because there was not only the spoken word that she called this woman to tell her she was praying for, but she had nobody to go for chemo with her. And so Margaret changed her whole day. She didn't think much of it, Margaret. I'm thinking much of it right now. The opening wide of the heart, as well as the opening wide of the mouth. I don't know how you're going to do it tonight. Maybe you'll do it by bringing some of the people tonight who couldn't get to the revival, to the revival. Yeah, tonight will be our 10th day, our 10th night at the Espousal Retreat House, but we are not in the upper level. We are in back of the gift shop, and it's a little chapel. Really? It's called Chapel Hill, I think. And we're there at 7 o'clock tonight. Open wide your heart. Bring some people. Oh, yes, bring some people. Just don't, you see, don't only speak. You know, I remember when I had my old Shabangi cars. I used to go pick up the sisters on Commonwealth Avenue. And I used to pick up Sister Gladys. And I used to, because they didn't have cars. But you see, and I used to go pick up Sister Miriam. That was before Miriam learned how to drive. You know, and we would sometimes, you know, the car would overheat and I had gallons of water. And we would stop the car and we would put the water in the radiator. I never forget those days. Miriam reminds me of them. You know what? It was not only my mouth that was open. I was not leading a prayer meeting. But, you know, it was my old shebangy of a car, you know, opening wide my heart to other people. Oh, my gosh. Sometimes I've not done it. I'd like to tell you I've been 100%. I haven't been. So this talk is for you and for me. You open your mouth, you open your heart. Tonight we'll be at the Espousal Retreat House. When you're coming into the driveway tonight, you bear to the left. Okay? You go down to the left. Do not go up, down. Down, down, down to the left. After the statue of the Sacred Heart, you bear to the left. And as you bear to the left, you will find the gift shop, and we will be in back of the gift shop. We will be there from 7 o'clock until 11 o'clock. We want you to come. Last night we had the best of times. It was wonderful. The awesome presence of God, especially when we're praying over Alice Lavin, the quiet, the manifest presence of God came. Alice wasn't healed in her back, but I'll tell you, Jesus was standing right by her. Jesus was standing right by her. She wasn't healed in her back last night, but I'll tell you, Jesus was right by Alice last night. My Lord, you could just, I could all but see him. That pregnant silence that nobody can make. That pregnant silence that says, I'm here. My Lord, because it comes to worship. It comes to worship, and that's what we're there to do, to worship God. Oh, I hope John's coming with his keyboard tonight. Oh, hallelujah. John Fay, God bless you, God bless you. Steve with his drums, God bless you. Alan with his guitar, God bless you. Vinny with his guitar, God bless you. Oh, it's time time to come to worship. This is our 10th night of revival. We don't know what's going to happen tonight. Why don't you fill up your cars? Why don't you start doing something for someone else? Why don't you open your mouth as well as your heart? It's time, it's time, it's time, it's time, it's time. God wants to do a new thing. He says, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Do you want to be part of that new thing? Yeah, I do. But it's costly. It's costly. It's not just cheap, you know. It's costly. We have to drive every night to the espousal retreat house. We come home every night at 12 midnight. It's costly. It's costly. It's costly. You just don't worship God for 4 hours and not feel drained the next morning. But if God is at work, I say, let the draining feeling come, because God must arise and his enemies will be scattered, and the Lord will bless his people. The only thing that's going to turn our society around and our church is a move of God. Seminaries can't do it. Radio programs won't do it, but a move of God will do it. That's why I'm inviting you tonight to come to the espousal retreat house. Do not go all the way up to the espousal, but at the Sacred Heart, after the Sacred Heart statue, you bear to the left. Near the gift shop, you'll see signs, Father Tom. I don't know why they put Father Tom. Because it's not me. It's all about Jesus, but that's another issue. You know, you put whatever you want. Put whatever you want. Just come. 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 Tom, come back. Come back. Robert, my friend Robert from Czech Republic, come back. He's the best. That young man named Robert, he's the best from Czech Republic. God bless you, Robert. God bless you. Oh, we have some real worshipers there. Some people from Haiti worshiping last night. Glory to God. Some Portuguese people, hallelujah, worshiping. Listen, the telephone number of the espousal retreat house is 781-209-3101. 781-209-3101. 781-209-3101. 781-209-3101. 781-209-3101. And we're going to meet tonight at the espousal retreat house at 7 o'clock, and you're welcome to be there with us. If you can't get there at 7, get there at 8. If you can't get there at 8, get there at 9, because you know what? People come in late, and I do need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills, because our bills are very expensive. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Lydia, keep on laying hands on people, because the power of God is in you as you worship the Blessed Sacrament. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.